Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Seidet Kiyo Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. The Mishnah outlines the basic mitzvah deraisa of Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. There are three groups of kolos, each having three in it. Three of three, a total of nine kolos. That's the mitzvah deraisa of Shofar. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains it means that you really have to blow three truos, but the truos have to be flanked by a tkiah before and a tkiah after. Tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, nine kolos. The obligation to blow three truos, that's derived from Sukkim. Zichron trua mikra kodesh, yom trua yeh lachem, v'havarta shofar trua bayovel, which we learned to Rosh Hashanah. It says trua in the pasuk three times, and it uses a losho that indicates that we need the tkiah before and a tkiah after, for a total of nine kolos. That's the mitzvah deraisa of tkiah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph adds that Rabbi Avo was misaken b'kisri, tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Rabbi Avo was misaken what we call tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Why? Why did he change? If the mitzvah deraisa is to blow three truos flanked by tkiah, so why did he change to these different permutations? So the Gemara says, Misafkal, he has a sofek, yigenuchay gonach, yilule yolim. He had a sofek, what the trua, the word trua in the pasuk, what does that mean? Does it mean what we call a shvarim, or does it mean what we call a trua? Meaning, is it long, drawn-out cries, or is it short, staccato cries? The word trua means cry. Yom trua yielachem, the pasuk in Parshas Emor, the Targum says, yom yuvava yehelachon. Trua means Yevava, and by the mother of Sisra it says Vatiyabev Aim Sisra, she cried. Yevava means a bechia, so trua is a kol shel bechia. It's a sound of crying. Question is, what is the sound of crying? Is the sound of crying what we call a shvarim, a long drawn out sigh? That's what crying means. That's what the word trua means in the pasuk. Or is it short staccato crying like a trua that we have? Rabbi Avo was misaken b'kisri, tashrat, tashana, tarat, because he had a suffix. What is the trua? Is it one? Is it the other? Or is it both? That's why he was misaken all three together. From the Gemara, you get the impression that a mamish was a suffix. Rabbi Avo wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what trua means, so that's why he was misaken tashrat, tashana, tarat. Prekteran, how could that be? Come on. They weren't mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. They forgot what the trua is supposed to be. How can that be? How could there be a problem with the Mesorah that Mamish, there was a suffix what the Truah should be? Year by year, they were fulfilling the mitzvah of Shofar. Suddenly they forgot. So the emes is, the Rambam says yes. The Rambam in Ilchas Shofar, Paragimel Halacha Beis, going into Gimel, says that a suffix crept up, the Truah that's mentioned in the Torah, Nistapik Lonu Bayirites, Nistapik Balonu Suffix with the Orach Hashanim, Virov Hagolus. The Golos was so difficult that over time we partially forgot what the Truah was. As a result of that, Rabbi Avo was misaken Tashrat Tashana Tarat. The Rabbi Mamish says it was a suffix. They didn't know what to blow. They forgot somehow. The Golios was so difficult that the Tzibur was spread out and they partially forgot what the Truah was. Rabbi Avo had to be misaken Tashrat Tashana Tarat. But the Ran disagrees. He quotes from Rav Haigon, a different approach. The Rav Haigon said, it's not that they forgot. Rabbi Avo didn't institute Tashrat Tashana Tarat because he really didn't know. They were different communities that were doing different things. The emes is, you can be yotze with either one, either with Shvarim or with Trua, as we call it Trua, or with Shvarim Trua. Either one of them suffices for the Trua that the Torah says. It suffices for the mitzvah of Trua in the Torah. Rabbi Avo didn't want it to look like Shtei Toros or Shalosh Toros, right? He didn't want it to look like different communities are doing different things. So he was misaken that everyone should do the same thing. You really could have been Yotze with any type of Trua. Shvarim Trua, what we call Trua, or Shvarim. Rabbi Avo just didn't want it to look like Shtei Chalukos, like Shalosh Chalukos. So therefore, he was misaken that everyone should do the same thing. When the Gemara says Misafkale, that he had a suffix, it doesn't really mean he had a suffix. He didn't want other people to think that there's a suffix. It looks like there's a suffix. So therefore he was misaken that everyone should do the same thing. This is a real machlokas. Was there a bona fide suffix what the trua is? Well, there really was never a suffix. You really can be yotzi with any version. It's just Rabbi Avo wanted it to be a unified minig, that all of Klal Yisrael should be doing the same things. That's why he was misaken Tashrat, Tashan, and Terat. Questions? Yes, Gavriel.
Different minhagim all the time. Since when do we always? When do we look to combine?
I guess this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So you don't want it to look like people are fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa differently. One person is taking an esrig and the others are taking a lemon, and it just looks strange. Shvarim is not true, or true is not shvarim. So specifically, I guess by a mitzvah d'oraisa, we want everyone to be doing the same thing. Avi.
According to the Ran, why isn't there problem tiachad because of Rabbi Avo saying that we all want to do the same thing, it's going from 9.
That's a very good ha'ara, and we're going to get back to that in a different context, but it could be for the mitzvah d'oraisa. So we're not afraid, we want everyone to do the same thing, so even if it's tircha the tzibura, we're willing to suffer through that so that everyone fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa in the same way.
For tzitzis,
you have different minhagim, there are different minhagim in what sense, in terms of how to tie the tzitzis?
Yeah.
That's a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim had a tie the tzitzis. It's not like it says in the Torah, it's not like there's a word in the Torah that there's a machlokas about. Here, the Torah says trua, yom trua yi alochem. We're supposed to blow a trua. What's a trua? I guess it's more of a problem if we're defining the word in the Torah differently. The other thing is tzitzis, it's not begolui, it's not so revealed, it's not out in the open. The trua, we're blowing in shul, everyone hears it, so obvious. You go to one shul and they blow one thing. You go to a different shul, you go to a different community, they're blowing a different thing. It looks strange. It looks like shtei Torahs. That looks bad. I guess that's really the problem. The Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Avo be misaken Tashrat? And the Biyot say everything with Tashrat. You're blowing your Shvarim, you're blowing your Trua. So what? That there's a suffix, we don't know exactly what to blow, Shvarim Trua, Shvarim or Trua, but if you blow Tashrat, you have everything in there. So the Gemara says, no, he didn't want to be misaken Tashrat, because if you hold that the Trua is either what we call Trua, or it's the Shvarim, then you'll have a kol in the middle that's mafsik. You'll have the wrong kol there. If it's Trua, so then the Shvarim is going to be mafsik. If the real kol, if when the pasuk says Trua, it means Shvarim, so then what we call Trua, the Trua in the Tashrat is going to be mafsik. You're supposed to have a tkia, two tkios flanking the Trua. So if the real Trua is what we call Shvarim, then you can't have a Trua, a short staccato sound in there. That's a kol that's mafsik. Rabbi Avo couldn't be misaken Tashrat, the sulomidi, just Tashrat. And then you'll be yotzi everything in the middle. Because depending on what your trua is supposed to be, it might be a kol hetzik. There might be a kol that's going to be mafsik between the trua and the tkia. If you're supposed to blow a shvarim trua, then tak, it'll be great. But if you're supposed to blow either a shvarim or a trua, so then the other kol is going to be a mafsik, and that'll be a problem. That's the Gemara's answer. Rabbi Natam asks on this, how could that be that there's a problem if there's a hefsik in tkia shofar? Where do we find Heichal Matzinu that Hefzik and Tkiah Shofar is a psul? I read the Gemara seems to say, we paskin like this day in the Gemara, that even if you hear Teisha Tkiyos, but Teisha Shos Bayom, Yotza, let's say Rosh Hashanah, you have a Baal Tokeya, and he starts blowing for you, and then he couldn't finish the job, he couldn't blow all night Tkiyos, and he had to go somewhere, and he'll come back later. So does he have to start all over again? The answer is no. We paskin that even if you hear Teisha Tkiyos B'Teisha Shos Bayom, Yotza. Frekta Rabbeinu Tam, you see from there that there's no problem of Hefzik and Tkiyos Shofar. I mean, Ein Lecha Hefzik Godol Mizeh, no? You're waiting 3-4 hours for the rest of the Tkiyos Shofar, and that's not a Hefzik, so why should there be a problem over here with the Tashrat? Even if you're supposed to blow Shvarim, there shouldn't be any problem with the hefsek kol, the fact that trua is mafsik between the shvarim and the trua. Don't you see that there's no problem of hefsek and tkiah shofar? If you can hear the tkios and the truos at different times during the day, and there's no problem of delaying, of waiting between the different kolos, so there shouldn't be a problem if you put in a trua between the shvarim and the tkiah. You put a shvarim between the tkiah and the trua. Rabbi Natam answers, you're right. Me'ikra adin the taka is no problem of hefsek. Rabbi Avo, though, wanted to be misaken. Again, he was misaken, so that will be yotzei according to every opinion. Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that you're not supposed to have any hefsek. That if shama teisha tkios b'teisha shos b'yom lo yotzei. So even if we don't paskin like that, Rabbi Avo wanted us to be yotzei according to all opinions. So according to all opinions, you can't have a hefsek. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to wait between the different kolos. You got to blow one, and then pretty soon after that, blow the next kol. So in the same way, lechatchila, Rabbi Avo wanted to be misakin that you shouldn't have any hefsek between the trua and the tkia. So he was misakin tashra, tashar, and tarun. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says the kasha doesn't begin. There's an obvious difference between Rabbi Avo's tashrat, a hefsek of trua between a shvarim and a tkia, and the hefsek of shavat teisha tkios b'teisha shavos bayom. What's the difference? What's the difference between these two types of hefsek?
The order's good.
The order? The order is good in both places, but I have a hefsek in either situation. In one case, I have a bad colon, and in the other case, I'm delaying. I'm waiting between the different colons. What's the difference? Oh, there's no bad colon, right? Exactly. There's no colon puzzle. Rabbi Avo, Zakhtar Ramban, wanted to ensure that there shouldn't be a colon puzzle between the true and the tkiya. So if you're supposed to blow a shvarim, then the true is going to be mafsik with the colon puzzle. You're supposed to blow what we call a true, then the shvarim will be mafsik. Shama teisha tkios b'teisha shavos bayom. There's no kol posel that's being mafsik. There's just a shahia of zman. There's a time interval between the tkios. That's not a concern for us. Rabbi Avo was concerned that there shouldn't be a kol posel that's being mafsik. That's why he was misakin tashrat, hashad, and tarat. But shama teisha tkios b'teisha shavos bayom, all you have is a shahia zman. An interval of time between the different kolos, that's not ma'akev, that's the way we paskin, and that's not a problem. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim related to this question. What happens if a person makes a mistake in the kol? It's not that he intentionally puts a kol pasul there. According to this Ramban, that there's a difference between the shehiyah zman, just the time interval between the kolos, and putting a kol pasul between the kolos, what's the din if a person makes a mistake? He's toeh. Rabbi Avo is talking about that you weren't toeh. You wanted to blow tashrat. So if you're going to blow tashrat each time, you want to blow the shvarim and the trua. So that's bekavana you're putting a kol pasul in there. If it's tashrat, if the proper version of tkiah shofar is tashat or tarat, then you're really bekavana putting a kol pasul. What happens if it's not bekavana? If you made a toast, you made a mistake. This is the famous Maisa de Magensa. There was a story in the town of Magensa, the town of Mainz, right, Magensa, that the Rush quotes that the Baal Tokea got up and he blew two shvarim. And then he started immediately to blow the trua. He made a mistake. He didn't blow the three shvarim. He wanted to blow a tashrad, but he blew only two shvarim, and then he started to blow the trua. So there's a whole hullabaloo there. Well, between all the Rishonim that were davening in that minyan. It was a whole discussion. The Rivan and his son-in-law and a whole discussion what to do. Should they go back to the beginning of the tashrat, of that line? Should they go back to the beginning of the whole set of tashrat? The whole give and take. And some Rishonim said, the whole thing was a toes. If it's a toes, it's not ma'akev b'chlau. Whole discussion. It's not clear exactly how to paskin in this. I think the minig in many yeshivas is that if a mistake were made, we really would go back to the beginning. It's not that common to make a mistake. But what happens, this is a more common case, what happens if the Baal Tokea is trying to blow something? He's trying to blow, let's say, a shvarim, and it's not coming out properly. That can happen. Let's say he blew a tkiah, he blew a shvarim trua, and then he's trying to blow a tkiah at the end, and he stops in the middle. It sounds like a shvarim. He tries to blow a tkiah, but he's not successful. So is that a bad call? That's a bad call now between the shvarim trua and the tkiah. He's got to start all over again from the beginning. Or start all over from the beginning of the simen. Many yeshivas, they're machm. They hold the kolos have to be perfect, and if the mistake is made, they should go back to the beginning. At least the beginning of the line. Most poskim are mekum. Most poskim assume that this is even less than a toas. And here, it's not that you made a mistake. Here, you're trying to blow the right coal. You know what you're trying to blow. But the coal is not coming out properly. So even if you want to be machmir, that if you made a mistake, that's like a coal puzzle, and you'll have to go back to the beginning of the set. If you're trying to blow a certain coal and it's just not coming out properly, that's not so bad. That's not as bad, and you just have to just have to continue, try again to blow that kiyah, and that's fine. That's what most, that's the minig of most shuls. I think for most minyanim, if you're going to force them to go back to the beginning of the set, it's going to be too much for the tzibur. Yeshiva is a different place. There, you know, people are more willing, more patient, they're more willing to be machmir if they can, to do the best. So if the kol doesn't go so right, depending on how bad it is, they might ask the Baal Tokeah to go back to the beginning. But I think the minhag in most places is that at least if you're trying to blow the right kol and it doesn't come out properly, so for that we can be mekel. Just to try again to blow the kol, and you don't have to actually go back to the beginning. But if you make a mistake, if you really blow the wrong kol, so then there might really be a reason to go back, at least to the beginning of that, not the whole set, but at least to the beginning of that line, because that could be a kol pasul. And that might really be a serious problem. That might be a hefsek between the tkia and the middle shua. Hillel?
According to Rav Hoh, what would Tashrat do for you? Pasuk's only talking about one sound.
Right. What does that sound mean? Look, even if the Pasuk is talking about a shvarm, it sounds like it's three sounds. The answer is there are a set of sounds that Trua means. Even if it's talking about a Trua, it's also a few sounds. Whether it's nine sounds or three sounds, we'll talk about what the Rishonim say.
Is it possible the Pasuk's talking about two different sounds?
Well, if the Pasuk is talking about a kol shel b'chia, so how does a person cry? So some people cry with a staccato sound. Some people it's more moaning. And maybe some people moan, and then it becomes staccato-ish, right? First the person moans, and then they wail. So that's the question. It could be shvarm trua really is the fuller type of cry that people do. So maybe that's really what the word trua in the pasuk means. Okay. So this is the basic mitzvah d'oraisa of tkia shofar. Nine kolos. We just don't know what to do. So therefore, or we want to make sure that there's one minig. So therefore, we blow what we call 30 kolos. It's really not 30. It's really 27 kolos, right? It's really 9 times 3. Which in higher mathematics, I believe, is 27. But we look at shvarim and trua as being different kolos, so we say that the shvarim trua really is 2, right? So that's how it turns into 30, right? Because the tashrats are not, the three tashrats we look at not as 9 kolos, but rather as 12 kolos. But in reality, it's really 9 kolos, a total of 27. We call it 30. So the 30 kolos, the first 30 kolos that we blow, to be also the mitzvah deraisa of tkiya shofar and Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah goes further. This is the Gemara Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, "Lama token umariyin kshen yoshim, token umariyin kshen omdin kteila arvi v'sasot." We blow what we call tkios the miyushav, and then we blow tkios the ma'uma kteila arvi v'sasot to confuse the sota. This is not the mitzvah deraisa. This is the din derabbanan kteila arvi v'sasotan to confuse the sota. Rashi explains when he sees that Klal Yisrael is mechabev the mitzvah of shofar so much. Mistakmen tanos, if somehow the sotan's tainus become stopped up. This is not a kunz. I mean, we don't fully understand it, but basically the point is he sees, look, even though year after year we do our veiros, we do what we're not supposed to do, but we have a love for tkiya shofar, that love for tkiya shofar. We feel that. We feel shofar. You feel a rush as the shofar is blown. You feel that you want to be a different person. So this not going to make sense. The sotan sees our hislavus. So somehow, he's quieted just a bit. Okay, so that's the idea of blowing more shofar. But this is not the mitzvah d'oraisa. This is a din d'rabbanan chazal added to the mitzvah of shofar, kedei la'arvev v'sasotan. So we blow the tkios d'miyushav. Why are they called tkios d'miyushav? We stand during all of tkios shofar. The answer is, but you could sit. Right? It's not during the Shmona Esrei, so you could sit, technically. We stand l'chvod the shofar. We mentioned this in Hilchas Tzitzis, right? Darshan Gzereshava, Lochem, Lochem, by the Omer, it says, Mehochel, Chemesh, Bakoma. So it says, Usfartim, Lochem, it says, Lochem, by the Omer, it says, Lochem, by Tkiyah Shofar. So Shofar should stand for the Shofar. But it's a Mokom in Daving that you really could be sitting, so it's called Tkiyos de Meyushav. But then during the Shemona Esrei, we blow Tkiyos de Me'umad, the Tkiyos de Me'umad, Kedei La'arvi V'sasad. We blow more kolos. Another 30. Double. We blow another 30. I think we spoke about this one day, all the Rishonim asked, well, one year. The Rishonim asked, I bet it's going to be Baltosif. So a different answer is given. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Adav Chaches and Beis gives the simplest answer. What's his answer?
Isn't it part of like the Maisa? It's not just like
repeating it.
Repeating the Maisa more times, not changing the Chef to Shal Mitzvah, is not Baltosif. Adding let's say, another parsha to the tefillin or another chut to the tzitzis, that would be baltosif. Here, you did the mitzvah, you're just doing it more times. Putting on more begadim of tzitzis is not baltosif. The same thing over here, just blowing more kol is not baltosif. That's Tosis's answer. There are other answers, but that's a kasha that the Rishonim address. So during the Shmona Esrei, during Malchias, Zechronos, and Shavros, during the brachas of the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we blow tkios de Mu'umad. When exactly do we blow these tkios? For which Shmona Esrei? So that's the machlokas minhagim. Some talk have a minute to blow during the Tefillah Balachash. This is what the Rav was manig in his small minion in Boston, Reb Chaim, the Zayda, a little bit before the Rav. He also used to do this. Rabbi Shachter always points out, Reb Chaim did this only in his small minion in Brisk, not in the big Beis HaKnesses in Brisk. But it's too confusing for the big Beis HaKnesses. The Rav in Boston used to say, apparently, that he's been davening for many years, and he knows the tefillah pretty well, so they can all follow him. He'll daven a little bit out loud, and they'll daven all together, and during the tefillah Balachash, as he ends the Malchus, the Kodos and Shofars, they'll blow Shofar. He says, don't worry, just follow me. I'll daven a little bit out loud, and we'll all be able to daven together, and we'll blow Shofar in the right place. Is this Kpeda to blow Shofar during the tefillah Balachash? Why not just blow during Chazaras Hashem? So maybe the answer is like this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, has an interesting halacha. Gemara says, Tkios ubrachos ma'akvos zuezu. The tkios and the brachos, the tkia shofar and the brachos of Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofars are ma'akev each other. What does that mean that they're ma'akev each other? So most Rishonim learn, it doesn't mean that the tkios are ma'akev the brachos and the brachos are ma'akev the tkios. It means that the tkios are ma'akev each other and the brachos are ma'akev each other. Meaning if you don't have all the brachos of Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofars, then you're not going to be otzi at all. If you don't have all the tkios that you're supposed to blow, then you're not going to be otzi at all. But the tkios are not ma'akev the brachos. They're not ma'akev each other. That's the pshat that most Rishonim have. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, the way the Tosus understood the Rashi, Rashi learns that the tkios are ma'akev the brachos, and the brachos are ma'akev the tkios. So someone has suggested, maybe based on this Rashi, that brought about the minig to blow the tkios de ma'umad in the middle of the tefillah balachash. Because if the brachos are ma'akev the tkios, that means that you have to say or hear all of the malchus, zechores, and shofres. So bishlama, if we're going to blow during the tefillah balachash, so everyone is davening shmona esrei, they're going to say every word. They're going to say every word. So they say every word, then they'll have all the brachos. So the brachos, even if the ma'akev the tkios, you'll have all the brachos. But if you're going to blow shofar during the Chazaras HaShatz, sometimes people miss a word of the Chazaras HaShatz, not paying attention to the Chazaras HaShatz, so they won't have all the brachos. So that'll be ma'akev the tkios. You won't be yotzei the mitzvah tkios shofar. So maybe to be machmir v'shita sarashi in this line, that tkios v'brachos ma'akev v'zu v'zu, the minhag developed to blow the tkios ma'umad in the tefillah balachash. Because there was a concern that maybe during Chazaras HaShatz people won't hear all of the brachos. The brachos will be ma'akev the tkios, so you won't be yotzei tkios shofar. So during the tefillah balachash, since everyone is saying every word of the brachos, there's no concern for that. So that's why they blew during tefillah balachash. Of course, the problem is that if you're not going to daven together with the tzibur, if everyone is going to daven at their own pace, so then the tkios of malchios, or better yet, the tkios for shofros might occur in the middle of your malchios. The tkios of the right, the Zichronos, the Kios of Shofar could be in the middle of your Zichronos, the Kios of the Malchios, you're not even going to be finished in the Malchios, the Kios of the Shofar could be in Zichronos, and Zichronos could be in somewhere else, right? You got your peanut butter in my your peanut butter in my chocolate in my peanut, your Torah in my Mada, your Mada in my Torah. that was part of a Purim spiel 1 year, I think. Lahavdil. Right, so if everything is mixed up, so what kind of Kios and Brachos is that? That's the only problem. So the Rav said, daven along with me. Right? If you have some way of keeping the tzibur together, if someone's going to daven a little bit out loud and everyone will be able to stay together, so then it'll work. Then maybe it can work. But if not, it's very difficult to do. I think there are some larger shuls that try to do this. Has anyone ever seen this, that they blow during tefillah balachash?
It's a large cedars.
I'm sorry?
Young Israel large cedars.
Oh, yeah? Okay. If you can do it, you can do it. If the tzibur can get together and they can figure it out. I'm sorry?
You've never been where they haven't.
Yeah. You've never been where they haven't?
Yeah.
They always blow during tefillah balachash. Wow. That's fascinating. I have never seen it.
What?
I've never seen blowing during Tfilah. I have heard about it, but in the shuls that I've davened in, they always blow during Chazaras Hashatz. Noah.
Doesn't the Rav say that it's as if everyone's saying Chazaras Hashatz anyways?
Yeah, but Lamashal, like the Kohanim who have to walk out to wash their hands before Duchenik, so they're not, can't say Shomei HaKohana unless you're here. But even not the Kohanim, even if someone is there for the whole time, but Shomei HaKohana only applies if you're listening. It's not enough that you're in the same room. You have to be listening. It doesn't matter that your ear heard it. You have to listen. Right? Shmia doesn't mean to hear, it means to listen. So if you're not listening, if you're just daydreaming, it's not so clear that you can be Yotze Midin Shomei HaKohana. Ezra. Oh, so the Sephardi shuls are like the briskers.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be inappropriate for someone to pause in the middle of the Shemesh and wait for the show to be blown before going on to the next section?
Right, would it be appropriate? Yes, probably it would be appropriate. What you're asking, though, is there's another rule in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Shok de ligmar es kula. If you delay enough that you could have finished the whole bracha, so the rule is that you have to start over from the very beginning. That's too much of a hefsek. So like if you're going to daven like a speedster, which on Rosh Hashanah you probably shouldn't, but if you're going to daven too fast, you know, if you daven in a yeshiva minyan where, I don't know, it'll take, not every yeshiva minyan takes so long, but let's say they're going to daven, I don't know, let's say they take 15 minutes per bracha, and you finish it in 5 minutes. So if you finish it in 5 minutes, you're going to wait 10 minutes, that's shor kedei ligmar es kula, so that could be a serious problem. So if you're going to daven in such a minyan, you got to daven more slowly. Pick your minyan. Figure out based on the minyan, based on the previous year, how long it takes, and if you have to wait a little bit, that's okay, but you shouldn't wait so much that you're waiting the amount of time that you could have finished the whole thing over again. Most communities will, as far as I know, blow during Chazaras Hashatz because that's just easier for the community. Most Ashkenazi communities, I should say. Talmidim of the Rav maybe follow his minhag, even though Rabbi Shachter always says that the Rav was only instituted this minhag in his small minyan. And in a bigger minyan, the Rav probably would have said that it's just not going to work, it's much harder for it to work. I don't know, not sure. Different places have different minhagim. But that's what it's based on. I think that's perhaps what it's based on, to try to be Yotzei Rashi. What do we blow during the Musaf? Now that we've discussed where we blow it, which tefillah, what do we blow? So at first glance you'd say, let's blow for each part of the tefillah, Malchus, Zechonus, and Shavuos, let's blow Tashrat, Tashrat, and Tarat. Let's blow all three types for each one. Why not? That's the chor, the proper thing. This is what the Tosas quotes. Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, quotes this minute from the Aruch. The Aruch was a dictionary that one of the Rishonim wrote, but in the middle of the dictionary, he's got a lot of halacha in there. Aruch says that's the minhag. The minhag Yisrael is to blow all three types, Tashrat, Tashan, and Tarat. I think if you look at most machzorim, that's what the machzor says. But Tosas quotes a different minhag. The minhag of the shtei yeshivas. Which two yeshivas? Sura and Pupadisa. The minhag of the shtei yeshivas is to blow Tashrat for Malchias, Tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat for Shofris. This is the minhag in Breuers. Minigan, the German Jewish community on Bennett Avenue, the Ekis. They blow Tashrat for Malchus, Tashrat for Zechronos, and Tarat for Shofers, three different codes. So the Ran asks, how can that be? How can you blow Tashrat for one, Tashrat for another, Tarat for the other? You know for sure that you're not going to be Yotze. Don't you know for sure that you're not going to be Yotze? True is either one of the three. But it's not either one of the three, right? It's one of the three, but it's not all of the three. Pshuto, right? It's either a Shvarim Trua or it's Shvarim or it's Shua. We just don't know which one. The Safkele. So how can you blow only Tashrat for Malchus, only Tashrat for Zichronos, only Tashrat for Shavuos? You know for sure you're not going to be able to sing. So if you would have asked me, I would have suggested, well, we've already fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa of Kiyah Shofar. This is only a mitzvah derabbanan. Kedei la'aviv es ha'satan. Sveikah derabbanan l'kula. So we're mekel that it's a sofek which one it is. So Sveikah derabbanan l'kula tells me that you could be mekel. What's the problem with that argument? You can't put yourself into a suffix. Good. Okay, some Rishonim say you shouldn't put yourself into a suffix. Moreover, the Ranim Sachem says that Sveikah derabbanan l'kula doesn't apply if you know that you'll be oker the mitzvah as a result of being mekel. You're not going to be otze bichlal over here, like by Haseba. You're going to be mekel over here, but then it's a din derabbanan. Yes, true, but sveka derabbanan lekula only applies if you don't know if you were yotzi. So now if you do it again, right, you don't know if you should do it again or not, but it could be that you were yotzi. But in this situation, if you apply sveka derabbanan lekula, then you know for sure you're not going to be yotzi, because tashrat is not tashrat, and tashrat is not tarat. So how can you apply Sveged Rabbanan Lekula in this case? So Zabderan, but think about it, the kasha never really began. Rav Haigon, again, says that there really wasn't a suffix to begin with. Rabbi Avo knew that you could be Yotze with any one of the types of Trua that we have, whether it's Shvarim Trua or Shvarim. He just wanted there to be a uniform minig. So that's why Kedei Lahakel Ala Tzibur, to be Mekel on the Tzibur for Tkiyos de Ma'umad, we're afraid of Tircha the Tzibura. We want to be Mekel on the Tzibura. So since we were already Yotzi in the midst of Shofar, and you really could be Yotzi with either one of the Kolos, Zachter of Hagon, so we're not going to be so Machra on the Tzibura that they should blow all the three types for each, Malchia, Zachonis, and Shofar. If Yitaka had a bona fide Suffolk, then it would be very difficult to say that you should blow only Tashrat for Malchia, only Tashrat for Zachonis, only Tarat for Shofar, because then you're putting yourself in a situation where you know you're not going to be Yotzi. But if there really wasn't a suffix, it's just we want a uniform minig, so then we can understand why you could be making for the tzibur. That's the Ran's answer. The problem is the Rambam. So what taka does the Rambam say? We know the Rambam holds that Rabbi Avo assumed there really was a suffix what the trua should be, whether it's shvarim trua or trua or shvarim. So it really was a bona fide suffix. Yet the Rambam holds, what do you blow for Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofros? The Rambam says you blow Tashrat for Malchios, Tashat v'zechonos and Tarat v'shofros. So we're up a creek without a paddle. The Rav Haigon's Tarat is not going to work for the Rambam. So the question comes back. How can we blow Tashat v'malchis, Tashat v'zechonos, Tarat v'shofros? We know for sure that we're not going to be Yotze in that way. So the Ramban in his Mochamas Hashem in Rosh Hashanah gives the following answer. He says that Tkios de Miyushev and Tkios de Ma'umar are two fundamentally different mitzvahs. It's not just that one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanah. The Ramban says that Tkiyos de Miyushav are mitzvah the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. To fulfill the mitzvah the rice of Tkiyah Shofar, we blow the Tkiyos de Miyushav. We blow the different kolos. 30 kolos. We really should be blowing 9, but according to the Ramban, we have a suffix, so therefore we blow 30. For the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, we have special halachas. We have to blow a particular trua, so we have to make sure that we're going to be able to say all the different types of trua. Zokter Ramban, the Tkios in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, the Tkios al Seder HaBrachos of Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros, that's not mitzvah the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. That's a different mitzvah. That's mitzvah the mitzvah of Tkiyah Be'ez Tzora. The Pasuk says, V'chisavo, V'mulchama al Atzar, Atzor, Eschem, V'harayosem B'chatzotzos, when you have Tzoros, when the Tzibur has a Tzora, there's a mitzvah to blow Chatzotzos. Or Bizman Hazeh, we blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah is also an Eitz Tzara, so there, we're not blowing Chatzotzer, so we'll blow a shofar. But Zokter Ramban, it's the same idea. The Tkiyah of Chatzotzer is Eitz Tzara. That's the Tkiyah shofar of the Tkiyos the Mu'umad on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Tkiyah al Derech Tfilah. It's not a Tkiyah B'Toras, the mitzvah of shofar. B'Toras, the mitzvah of Tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Tkiyah al Derech Tfilah. A Tkiyah Be'Eitz Tzara. For Tkiyah Be'ez Tzara, Zokter Ramban, you don't have to be medactic with all the different details of Shofar. You only have to be careful to blow all types of Trua, to be outside the Trua that the Torah mentions, for a Tkiyah that's mitzad the mitzvah of Shofar. But a Tkiyah that's mitzad the mitzvah of Tfilah Be'ez Tzara, of Tkiyah Be'ez Tzara, whether it's blowing Chatzotzos or blowing Shofar, that's a din of Tfilah. That's a Tkiyah B'derech Tfilah. It's not a Tkiyah B'derech, the mitzvah of Shofar. For that type of tkiyah, you don't have to be so medaktik in the trua. Whatever trua you blow, that's fine. So that's why when it comes to Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros, we're not so concerned. Even if you'll say that Rabbi Avo talk had a suffix, whether the trua and the Torah is what we call shvar or what we call trua, he wasn't so concerned. We're not so concerned with the tkiyos in the middle of Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros, because that's not a tkiyah mitzad the mitzvah of shofar. That's a tkiyah mitzad the din to be tokeh be'ez tzara, the tkiyah al derech tfilah be'ez tzara. So for that type of tkiyah, for that type of trua, we hold that you don't have to be so medactic. Avi.
According to whatever you just said in the Rambam, why don't we just go to Tashrat and therefore get as many aspects of the different tkiyahs at once? as opposed to splitting up between a few different colors for grub.
Right, but the problem is if you go to Tashrat, so then if it's really supposed to be Shvarim, so then you're not getting anything. You're saying...
You're getting as close as you can.
You're saying if you'll blow Tashrat, so also if you have... I guess we want to blow all the different types. We're blowing all the different types. So for Malchus, we'll blow Tashrat, for Zechronos Tashrat, for Shofar's Tarat. So we get in all the different minhagim, all the different ideas. It's not ma'akev. The chiyuv is to blow some kind of a trua. It's not so ma'akev that we get it just right for the trua that's al derech tefila. Whatever trua you have, if it's only a trua al derech tefila, then you'll be yotze with any kind of trua. Okay? Okay. We said that there's, according to some shitas, there's a suffix what the trua should be. Whether it's what we call shram trua, or it's what we call trua, or it's what we call shvarim. So Taka, what is shvarim? What is a trua? How long are they? We call something a shvarim. We call something a trua. But what's a shvarim? What's a trua? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about that. The Gemara quotes some a braisa. Some of it's in the Mishnah, some of it's in a braisa. Shir tkia ketrua. What is this? This is the Mishnah or the Braisa? Okay, this is the Mishnah. Shir tkia kesholosh truos. Shir tkia, the Mishnah says shir tkia kesholosh truos. Shir trua kesholosh yevavos. And then the Braisa says shir tkia ketrua. Oh. The Braisa says shir tkia ketrua. And the Mishnah says shir trua kesholosh yevavos. So what does that all mean? What's a yavava? Yavava is a cry, but what does that mean? What's a yavava? What are three yavavas? That's a big machlokas rishonim. Tosis quotes from the Riva and the Rivam that the shira of each yavava is gimel kochos be'alma, the three shortest kochos that you can have. The three shortest kolos. That's what each yavava is. So then shir trua kishalosh yavavos means what? The shir trua is nine kochos, three times three. And Shir Tkiya Ketrua would mean that the Shir of Tkiya is like nine kochos. That's according to the Balei Tosfos. Right? If each Yavava is three kochos kolderu, three of the shortest kochos, so then Shir Trua is Kishalosh Yavavos, that's nine. Right? That's one Yavava is three. So then the Trua is nine Yavavas. The nine kochos kolderu, that's three Yavavas. And the Shir of the Tkiya is also like nine kochos, because Shir Tkiya Ketrua. That's the Balei Tosfos. We're all familiar with that. But Rashi argues. Rashi says that each Yavava is not three kochos, but rather it's one kol kolshon. Each Yavava is one kol kolshon. So Shir Trua Kishalosh Yavavas, according to Rashi, means what? The Trua is how long? Three. Two. That's the Trua, according to Rashi. Not nine kochos. But three kochos. If each yavava is three, and the true is three yavavos, so then the true is going to be three kochos, right? Three yavavos is three kochos. So shir tkiya ketrua, at least for tarat, the shir of the tkiya will be how long? How is the shir of the tkiya? How long is the shir of the tkiya going to be for tarat? According to Rashi, how long is the shir of the tkiya going to be for tarat? Rashi holds that the trua is three yavavos. Three kochos kol dehu. So if that's the trua, then that's going to be the tkiya as well. Right? That'll be the tkiya. That'll be the trua. Three kochos kol dehu. Right? The trua is three short kochos, and the tkiya is going to be the length of the three short kochos. According to Tosfos, the trua is nine short kochos. And the tkiya is going to be the length of nine. Right? So far, so good. Everyone has it clear? Questions? Right? What's a yavava? Rashi said it's one kol shehu. And Tosa says each yavava is three. So if each yavava is three, the trua is three yavavas, so then it's going to be nine. If each yavava is one, the trua is going to be three. Okay? So says Tosfos, according to Rashi, you got to be very careful when you blow the shvarim, to make the shvarim, how long? How long can the shvarim be? The shvarim, we assume, are three kolos. Right? Three sounds. Shvarim is composed of three sounds. How long can each kol of the shever be, according to Rashi? How long can the shever be, according to Rashi? Let's say we make the shever one. Three kolos, each one having one. Is that going to be good? According to Rashi? Let's say we make the shever three short kolos. That's the shvar. Is that going to be good? What's that going to be? It's going to be a true according to Rashi. Let's say we lengthen it. Let's say we make each shever the length of three. Is that going to be good? It's not going to be good either, because that'll be like three tkiyas. Because the tkiyas is the length of three according to Rashi. So says Tosus, according to Rashi, you have to be very careful to blow the shvarim exactly two. Each shever can't be shorter than two short kochos. It has to be a little bit longer than right? It has to be a little bit longer than the three short kochos, but it can't be three. If you're going to make each shever the length of three, then each shever is going to be a tkiya. If you make each shever only the length of one koach, then it's going to be like a trua. So according to Rashi, says Tosfos, you have to be careful to blow the shvarim two. Each one has to be two. And then you're fine. But of course, it's very difficult. But you're going to be so careful that the shever has to be exactly two. That's very, very difficult. Very difficult. Says Tosfos, according to the Riva and the Rivam, you don't have a problem. The tkiyah of Tarat is how long? How long is the tkiyah of the Tarat according to the Riva and the Rivam? How long? How many kochos? Come on. How many kochos according to Tosfos? No? Nine, right? The trua is nine kochos. The tkiyah is nine kochos. So you can blow your shever anything you want. As long as each shever is more than one. If each shever is only one, then it sounds, even if each shever is one, if you only blow three, so then it's not a trua. Right? So you can blow the shever anything up until nine. Because even if each shever is one, it's not going to be a trua. A trua is nine kolos. It's nine kolos. But according to Rashi, the trua is three kolos. The tkiya is one kol, but they're both the length of three. So the trua, each kol is one, but together they're three. So if the shever is going to be three kolos of one apiece, it'll be like a trua. If it's going to be the length of three, then it'll be like a tkiya. So you got to be careful to blow only two, the length of two. According to the Riva and the Rivam, you're fine. You blow your shever, each shever can be one, each shever can be two, up until nine, and there won't be any problem. So Tosus feels that his approach in the Shvarim is much better. It's much better in the Gemaras, and it'll be better in terms of the Shvarim because you won't run into trouble. What about Rashi? Problem is, if you try to be machmer for both, you're not going to be yotze either. Try to be machmer both for the Riva Rivam and for Rashi, it's not going to work. Because if you blow only shvarim of two, let's say you're machmer for Tosis' understanding of Rashi. Tosis says you got to be careful to blow the shvarim of two apiece. In total, you'll have six. A total of six. So that's great for Rashi, but for the Riva Rivam, it's not going to be very good. Because the Riva Rivam assume that there's a total that you have to equal. It has to be nine kochos. It has to be nine kochos in total. So you're not going to have the total according to the Balei Tosfos. For Rashi, you'll be yotze, but you're not going to be yotze for the Balei Tosfos. Conversely, if you blow the shvarim longer, you blow the shvarim each three, you'll be yotze for the Riva Rivam. You got your total of nine, and you're fine in terms of the individual kolos, but not for Rashi, because if you blow three, each of three, right? Three kolos, each with three kochos, you yotze for the Riva Rivam, but not for Rashi, because for Rashi, your kolos are too long, because each shever looks like it's kia. Got it? That's a problem. If you want to be yotze L'chol Adeis, it's Rosh Hashanah after all. We want to be Yotzi all the Shittas, but you can't. You try to be Yotzi all the Shittas, you'll be up a creek without a paddle. What do you do? We want to be Yotzi all of the Shittas, what do you do? Does everyone understand the question? According to Rashi, you can't blow the Shvarim more than two. That's how Tosus understood. He sounds right. Because if you blow each shever three, it'll be like a tkia. If you blow... if you blow each shever with only one koach, it'll be like a trua. So the best thing is to blow the shvarim each two. But the problem is, for the riva rivam, you can't be yotze them because your total is only going to be six. The riva rivam hold that the shir tkiya ketrua means that both of them have to be nine in total. So if you do like the balitosis to blow them nine, to blow each one three, so then you're not going to be yotze for Rashi because basically you've blown three tkiya. So what is a person supposed to do? So there are three different eitzes that the poskim came up with. Some, that it's not the poskim... Rishonim have different statements, so that indicates that through the statements of the Rishonim we can answer this question. Three different eitzes. The first eitza is, we've been talking about the length of the shever, but what's the nature of the sound of the shever? What's the nature of the sound of the shever? Is it basically like a tkiya? It's just a short sound? Is that really what the shever is? The tkiya is the long sound. And the shever is just a shorter version of that? Do, do, do. Is that what a shever is? Or maybe it's a totally different type of sound. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lama Gimel Lama Bey says that the shever is exactly the same as the tkiya. It's just a shorter type of sound. Clearly, that's how Tosis understood Rashi. The Ramban, though, in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah, he has a famous drasha that in the fancy Rambans, the black Rambans with the footnotes, they have this this section of the Ramban. Ramban says that that they're very different. Ein hefresh bein hashvarim l'tkiyah bein oroch l'kotzer. The difference between a shvarim and a tkiyah, he says, is not in the length of the kol, but rather in the style of the kol, in the nature of the kol. El shezek kol poshet sofo ketchila. So one is a straight sound beginning to end to beginning. V'zel kol shover ke'ein hamiyalel. And the other is a broken sound. A broken sound. The Ramban learns that the Shvarim is a very different sound than the Tkiya. It's not just shorter than the Tkiya. It's a different type of sound. Some have pointed out that maybe the Ramban was a precursor to the Minig in Lita. In Lita, Lithuania, the Shever that they blew is called Tuutu. Tuutu, Tuutu, Tuutu. Some places have that, you might be familiar with that kind of a Shever. Or some places blow Utu. Utu, Utu, Utu. Like that. Not straight. But either utu, 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 or tu, utu, tu, utu, tu, utu. That's a totally different sound. So if you blow a totally different sound, especially if you blow tu, utu is three kochos. Tu, u, and tu. Right? Tu, u, and tu equals three. Right? So if you blow tu, utu, so then you'll be yotze for everyone. You're blowing a different sound. It's not a problem according to Rashi, because it's not a tkiya. Tu, utu is not a tkiya. The Riva Rivam hold it, as long as you have nine kochos in total, you're fine. This is the best eitza to be yotze according to everyone. The Minig Litza, to Utu. That's one eitza. You should know, some blow a shever also differently than a tkiya, but it's not to Utu. I've been in shuls where they blow the shever as sort of like a call that begins and it sort of dies down. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the way they blow it, which really sounds like a cry. But notice, it's not a tkiya. A tkiya is straight. Like continues till the end. The shever, they blow a little bit differently. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sort of collapses. That also would be in line with this Ramban, that it's a totally different type of kol. It's a totally different type of kol, then there's no steer between the shvarim and the tkiya. You'll be yotze according to everyone. The Rav suggested something different. Apparently, the Rav suggested to his father... The Shachta quotes this in the Sefer Nefesh Harav. The Rav suggested, you know what? I have a way that we could be yotze according to everyone. Let's blow shvarim that are a length of two, but we'll blow more than three shvarim. The whole problem we have is that if we blow shvarim that are a length of two, we'll be yotze for Rashi, but not for the Bali Tosfos, because it's not a length of nine. So the chiddush is that we're assuming that you can only blow three shvarim. But very often we blow more than nine kolos for the trua. Some of the balei tkiya are so expert in the blowing that they blow only nine. Well, they blow exactly nine. If you could listen to it in slow motion, you would hear that it's only nine kolos. But many balei tkiya go overnight. It's not a veira to blow more. Says up the Rav, I have a simple solution. Let's blow more shvarim. Let's blow five shvarim. Let's blow shvarim of two, and we'll blow five. So if we blow five, 5 times 2 is 10. So you'll have more than the requisite 9 that the rivarivam say that you're supposed to blow. This is what the Rav suggested to his father, and apparently Reb Chaim, the grandfather, agreed with this hatzah. He thought that it was a good idea. So some shuls that follow Minhagim of the Rav, I believe there's a shul in Tinek that blows 5 shvarim, if I'm not mistaken. Some people do this. The Rav thought it was the simple solution to try to be Yotze Rashi and Tosfos. You'll blow 5 shvarim, each one has 2, so you'll be Yotze for Rashi because you won't have any sheva that's the same as Evki, and you'll be Yotze for the Bali Tosfos as well because you'll have a total of 9. The Hagolah Sashri has really the simplest answer for Rashi, and this is quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi Siv Gim. The Hagolah Sashri says maybe the Kasha never even began. What's Tosfos Kasha? He says, look, Rashi understands that the shear of a trua is 3 short kochos. Each yuvava is 1, so the shear of the trua has to be 3 short kochos. The tkia is going to be 1 kol of 3 kochos, so the shvarim should have to be 3 kolos, each having 2 kochos in. Vushtet. Why can't you have shvarim that each are 3 kochos, just like the rivarivam? Let's blow the shever exactly the same as the balitosis, that each kol has 3. It still is not going to be a problem. The only tkia that's a length of 3, according to Rashi, is the tkia of which set? Which set of kolos? Which set? Tashrat, tashar, or tarat? According to Rashi, which tkia has to be a length of 3?
True.
The tkia of tarat. What's the tkia of tashat, according to Rashi? What's the length of tkia of tashat, according to Rashi? The assumption is shear tkia ketrua. The shear of the tkia has to be like the trua, like the thing in the middle, like the sound in the middle. So according to Rashi, you want to tell me Rashi's minimum of shvarim has to be 2, because if it would be 1, it would be like a trua. His minimum is 2. So what's the shear, what's the minimum shear for the tkia of tashat? What's the minimum shear for the tkia of tashat if each one of the shvarim is going to be 2?
6.
The Hagolah Sashri says there was never a problem to begin with the Gemara Rashi. You can blow your shvarim of 3. You can blow each shever 3, a total of 9, because, again, you can go over, right? The problem, we thought, with blowing each shever 3 is that then each shever is going to be like a tkia. It's not going to be like a tkia. It's not a tkia. It's not going to be like a tkia of tashat. It'll be like a tkia of tarat. That's mixing pickles and oranges. That's mixing different sets. According to Rashi, the tkia of tarat, the tkia of tarat is 3. But the tkia of tashat is going to be a minimum of 6. So if you'll blow a shvarim of 3, the yotzei for the balitosis, right? Let's say you'll take a blow, a shvarim of 3. Each shever is going to be 3. So in total it's going to be 9. That's a problem? That's not a problem. Because the rule that the trua has to be like the tkia, that the middle has to be like the tkia, it's a question of context. It's a question of which set you're blowing. In the set of tashat, the shever has to be 2. The tkia has to be at least 6. So if you blow shvarim of 3, that's not like a tkia. Until you blow shvarim of 6, there's not going to be a problem. So the simple solution, you can be able to see everyone if you blow shvarim of 3. Because in the set of tashat, even Rashi will say that the tkia is a minimum of 6. So if you blow each shever 3, it's not going to be like a tkia. There's no problem to begin with. Okay? And that's what the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch. The Hagolah Sashri is what the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that you can blow shvarim of 3, because for the set of tashat, even according to Rashi, the tkia is a minimum of 6. So even if you blow shvarim of 3 apiece, it's not going to equal up to the tkia. The kash of Tosfos was they assumed that if you have a tkia ba'alma, if any tkia that you're blowing on that day is 3, and now you're going to blow a shever that's 3 also, so that's going to be a tkia. That looks like a tkia. The Hagolos Hashvi says, it's all a matter of context. In the context of a tashat, it doesn't look like a tkiah unless each shever is six. Until each shever is six, it's not going to look like a tkiah, so there's no problem. Just blow your shvarim each a length of three, and you'll be able to be yotzei for the balitosis and for Rashi at the same time. Yes?
What
about tashrat? So tashrat, according to Rashi, the trua is going to be three. The shvarim can be what? The minimum shever is going to be a total of six, each one being two. So the tkiah is going to be a minimum of nine. Right? Tkiah is going to be a minimum of nine. So you can blow your shever, each shever can even be three. It doesn't matter. Because until you blow the length of nine, it's not going to be like a tkiah. In each context, right, you got to look at the context at the set that you're talking about. So basically, according to this approach, you'll never have a problem because the shvarim will always be less than the tkiah, unless you blow a very long shever. No one's going to blow shvarim that are more than six. That's quite long. So according to this approach, there's never going to be a problem because the only time that Rashi says that the tkiah is the length of three is in the tkiah of tarat. But whenever you're blowing a shever, it's either tashrat or tashad, and there the tkiah is going to be a lot longer. So if the tkiah is a lot longer, you can even blow the shvarim for Rashi, like the balitosis, and you'll be yotzei for everyone. Ellie.
Wouldn't the tkiah then be nine, the shvarim are three? Would you have to make it nine?
The shvarim, according to Rashi in tashrat?
No.
In tashat?
Yeah.
Oh, you're assuming that the tkiah has to be the length of whatever you blow in the middle?
Well, you said it has to be three.
There's a minimum for the tkiah, right? If you go over, what you're asking is if you go over in the trua, do you have to blow the tkiah even longer? The pashup shot is not. Pashup shot is that there's this minimum shear for the minimum trua. But it's not like it's exact. We're listening with a stopwatch that whatever the trua is, that's what the tkiah is. So if you blew a shorter tkiah, then you blew a longer trua, you got to start again because your first tkiah was too short? Probably not. There's a minimum shear. But it is important to keep in mind what you just said, that shear tkiah ketrua does mean that the length of the tkiah has to be like the middle, right? Has to be the same length. So according to Rashi, that's okay, it's not so difficult. According to the Rivan, what comes out? How long does the tkiah have to be for tashrat? According to the Rivan, come on!
No.
I know you guys are going for a PhD in mathematics.
12.
Maybe not. No? According to the Rivan, how long does the tkiah of tashrat have to be?
18.
18! Gevaldik, we have a winner. Elon. Right? 18, because the shvarim is 9 and the trua is 9. So in total, it's got to be 18. 18 kolchos. You better eat your Wheaties the night before you have to blow shofar. Right? It's hard. It's hard to make that tkiah so long. So many are makbid for that. Many are makbid to ensure that the tkiahs are long. They practice a whole chodesh elu. They practice to make sure that the tkiahs, that they have stamina, that they can blow the tkiahs long enough. Some are not so makbid for it. Some say that, it should be longer than the shvarim trua, but you don't have to go so crazy with the shir. Pashup shat is shir tkiah ketrua means it does have to be that minimum shir. Maybe then make it to say, look, according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be 18, so we'll try our best, but if you can't, we're not going to drive you, Baal Tokea crazy. But really, if you want to be yotzei for the Riva Rivam, it would sound like one should be machmer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said, that you should be machmer for the Riva Rivam, that the tkiyos of Tashrat should be 18 kochos. What happens if the sound of the tkiyah changes in the middle? This often happens. The Baal Tokeh is trying so hard to lengthen that sound, and somehow it tails off at the end, or it changes pitch at the end, because he doesn't have the kochos to keep it up at the end. So what's the answer? I saw Rav Sternbuch in his Mardim Uzmanim in the very first Chelek, quotes from the Maharil Diskin. Rishul Leib Diskin was very machmir about this. The Maharil Diskin felt that there can't be a shinui koldahu in the kol of the tkiah. From beginning to end, it's got to be one sound. So there are yeshivas that are machmir for this. I think in most balabata sheminyonim, they're not so machmir, because if they did, they'd be there the whole day and people would get restless. Others have pointed out there's no reason to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch writes that kol hakolos ksherin b'shofar. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav Sivov. Shulchan Aruch says kol hakolos ksherin b'shofar. So some poskim say this is part of that dictum. Kol hakolos ksherin b'shofar. If the kol changes in the middle, It's any kol, so what's the problem? It's kasha b'shofar. The Maril Diskin apparently assumes no. That means that if you have a shofar that's raspy, or a shofar that's high-pitched, or a shofar that's deep, right? No matter what the pitch is, kol ha-kolos ha-ksherem b'shofar. But it's got to be one kol. It's got to be raspy throughout, deep throughout, high-pitched throughout. You know, whatever it's going to be, it's got to be deep throughout. It's got to be the same throughout. That's his position. But others claim no. Kol ha-kolos ksherem b'shofar means that kol ha-kolos, any kol is okay. They quote that that's what the Chazon Ish felt, the Stipler felt. They weren't mocked for this at all. They felt that kol ha-kolos ksherem b'shofar means that all kolos are okay, even if the kol changes in the middle. But we should point out that there's no mitzvah to change the kol. There's some balei tkiya who, you know, they make like a hook at the end. Ooh, ooh. Right? So you don't have to, you know, make the ooh at the end. You know, you shouldn't really make the hook at the end. Try to avoid it. There's no mitzvah to make the hook. But if the kol changes in the middle, we don't have to be machmir on the tzibur, you know, to be constantly, you know, to go back to the beginning of the set to blow another tkiyah. It's okay. If the kol changes a little bit, there's no mitzvah for the Baal Tokeya to show off and to blow long tkiyahs either. If it's 18, that's enough. You look shine. You know, you don't have to drive yourself crazy with it. But if there are 18 kolchos, so then he can stop, even if the kol, you know, changes a little bit in the middle, it's still okay. Yes.
What about
Tekiah Gedola? No, Tekiah Gedola, you should blow. But again, you know, Tekiah Gedola should be longer than 18 kochos. But, you know, it doesn't have to be so long that, you know, all the shuls can get together afterwards and compare Bali Tekiah and see who blew the longest Tekiah Gedola. It should be a little bit longer, but there's a limit to it. Better to make it a little bit shorter so that the kol shouldn't change. The Tekiah Gedola is a Tekiah. So, yeah, it has to be as kosher as every other Tekiah. So, better that the sound should not change. One final comment about Shvarim Trua. There's a machlokas we've shown in whether Shvarim Trua is supposed to be blown b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas. Dafka b'neshima achas or dafka b'shtei neshimas. With one breath or with two breaths. The Ramban says that you have to blow up b'neshima achas. It's one mitzvah. It's Trua. So even though we say it's sort of composed of what we would call two kolos, but it's one mitzvah if you have to be b'neshima achas. Rabbi Natam holds punkfakar, the exact opposite. Rabbi Natam says it has to be blown dafka b'shtei neshimas, because that's the way that people cry. They don't run into the staccato crying after moaning. They moan, and then they pause for a moment before they cry. It's not like it's a rush. The person has to take a breath. So he says since the shvarim trua has to mimic a cry, so therefore b'dafka has to be b'shtei neshimas. Because people don't cry b'neshima achas. There's a whole discussion, what does shtei neshimos mean? The pashup shot is that the Baal Tokeya has to take a breath. It's not that he's just being mafsik. He takes a breath. If you look at the Balei Tekiah, so when they blow b'shtei neshimos, which we'll discuss in a moment, they actually take a breath. They'll blow the shvarim, and then they sort of move up and down. As they, right? You can see them taking a breath before they blow the trua. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber says, look, there's a machlokas we've shown him, Yirei Shamayim Yetze Yidei Kula. Yirei Shamayim should be Yotze both, so therefore B'tkios the Meyushav you should blow B'neshima Achas, and B'tkios the Me'umad you'll blow B'shtei Neshimas. The Mechaber says that we should try to be Yotze both Shitas. The Rama doesn't say so. The Rama says that his Dominic by him was to always blow B'shtei Neshimas. Always B'shtei Neshimas. B'shtei Neshimas is much harder than Neshima Achas. I think the minig in most shuls is to blow like the Mechaber, even the Ashkenazim. The Sfarim Zichar do this, I'm sure. But even the Ashkenazim, many have the minig to blow b'neshima achas for the tkios de Miyushav, and then for the tkios de Me'uma, for the Chazaras Hashad, so the tefillah b'lachash, they'll blow b'shtei neshimas. To try to be yotze, both shitas in the Rishon. Look, the second tkios, it's a chumra, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, it's not a chumra, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, so for that extra mitzvah de Rabbanan, we can change a little bit, even though according to the Ramban, you're not going to be Yotze, but I guess to be Yotze, all the Shitas, so for the Tekios, the Miyushav, we generally blow B'neshima Achas, and then for the Tekios, the Me'uma, we'll blow B'shtei Neshimas. Okay, we'll stop.